The Gemara Masechta Temura Daf Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom quotes the famous machloikus of Abaye and Rava. Kamus Lomer Rachman Alay Savid, when the Torah tells us something may not be done, I Ovid Mahani or I Ovid Loi Mahani. If it was done, does it have any halachic validity or does it not have any halachic validity? And the Gemara, Abaye's opinion is Mahani, it does have halachic validity. Rava's opinion is Loi Mahani doesn't have any halachic validity. The Gemara, as we know, on Daf Hei, Daf Vav, brings no less than 14 different areas of halacha where there are questions either on Abaye or on Rava. And as the Gemara teaches us on Daf Vav, actually, all 14 different situations that the Gemara identified were able to reconcile both according to Abaye's opinion and according to Rava's opinion. The Mefarshim, however, do ask a question that isn't mentioned in the Gemara. They ask, the Marit asks this question, as we'll see other Achroinim ask this question, why, if an animal was slaughtered on Shabbos, may it be eaten midaraisa? According to Rava, kamilst amar rachmano lo savid, I ovid lo mahani. So the shechita should not be considered a valid shechita. So the Marit answers a very fundamental teretz. The Marit says that when Rava says kamilst the amar rachmano lo savid, it's only if by saying Loimahani we accomplish that the Aveira wasn't done. So we want to accomplish that the Aveira shouldn't be done. So how is that done? By saying Loimahani, there was no legal effect accomplished having done this Aveira. But if by saying Loimahani we won't be able to reverse the reality that the Aveira was indeed violated, there we don't say, even Rava will agree, we don't say, and therefore, by saying that the Shechita is not a good Shechita, we don't change the reality that somebody did an Aveira, that somebody shechted on Shabbos. And therefore, that's a reality of a fact. And therefore, says the Marit, even Rava will agree in such a situation of Mahani. So before we go further in quoting other answers to this question, the answer to this question really speaks to the fundamental understanding why Rava said, is it because we, as we just explained, we want to avoid the performance of an Aveira? And by saying Loi Mahani, and by saying what you did had no legal halachic effect, we will have accomplished that no Aveira was violated. And that's why Rava says, Yehovah Loi Mahani. If that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that the Avloi Mahani is that we don't want that this be an that you should accomplish something by having that you should accomplish something positive through having done an Aveira. It's clear from the way we just explained that that the Marit explanation is based on the fact that we don't want you to have. We don't want you to have a cap. We want to avoid doing an Aveira. Where that can't be avoided, as the example of the Shechita, the Aveira is a fact that it happened. There, Rava won't say his concept, Ovid Loi Mahani. Where does this question, before we go back to our original question about Shechita on Shabbos, where did this question come up the most? Come up in the Achroinim. What happens if somebody did an Aveira b'shogeg, ba'oynus. Will Rava still say kamil sadam rachmana loy savri loy mahani? It's the opinion of the Prima Godim, of the Chassam Sofer, that it makes no difference if the Aveira was violated b'shogeg or b'mezid. Rava will say his concept of Yovid loy mahani. The Stechemet, however, quotes a number of Achronim, the Marit that we just quoted, the Shar HaMelech. Interesting enough, the Chassam Sofer, who disagrees with his father, the Chassam Sofer, that they say that Rava's concept of Kamil Sa'amar Rachmano Loi Savadi Ovid Loi Mahani is only said when the Aveira was done b'mezid, not when the Aveira was done b'shogeg. So it seems that what is the basis of this machloikish? The basis of this machloikish is exactly what we just discussed. What does Rava say? Is it that we want the avoidance of an Aveira? So if we want avoidance of an Aveira, it makes no difference if it's Shogeg or Mezid. We don't want that there should be an Aveira. So if by saying Loi Mahani, we will accomplish that there is no Aveira, that's why we say Loi Mahani. But if we say that the point of Loi Mahani is because we don't want you to accomplish through having done an Aveira, maybe that's only by Shogeg, by Mezid. We don't want you to do an Aveira by Mezid and accomplish something legally, not by Shogeg. The Noi de Behuda has a different approach to back to our original question, why if somebody did Shechita B'Shabbos, is it a Shechita K'shera? The Noi de Behuda says that only in a situation where there's no way of having done something beheter, does Rava say Ovid Loi Mahani? But if in a case where it could be done beheter, there we don't say Ovid Loi Mahani. And therefore, since Shechita, yes, if it's done b'Shabbos, it's done b'Isser, but during the week, of course, Shechita can and should be done. Therefore, we don't say Ovid Loi Mahani. And actually, the Shach uses this to answer another question. And that is where you can't use the Marit Al-Ghazi's Teretz. The Shach asks, why if somebody did business on Shabbos, made a deal on Shabbos, is the deal halachically valid? Why don't we say, Kamil Sdom Rachman Loi Savid Ovid Loi Mahani? And here we can't say the teretz the Marit Al-Ghazi. Because the Marit Al-Ghazi said the teretz, because the shechita, once the shechita is done, it can't be reversed. So therefore, since it can't be reversed, we don't say Ovid Loi Mahani. The aveira is here no matter what. Whereas according by Mekach, by a business deal, if we'll say Ovid Loi Mahani, just reverse that we shouldn't have had here a valid sale, and we will have saved ourselves from doing an Aveira. But according to the Noi de Behuda's Teretz, now we could understand why if a business deal was done on Shabbos, it's valid. Because since there's a way to do this deal legally, if you'll do the exact same deal during the week, it's perfectly fine. We don't apply under those circumstances the concept of it Loi Mahani. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a whole different approach. He says that the concept of Kamil Sadam Rachmana Loi Savad Loi Ovid Loi Mahani, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, was only said on something which was specifically prohibited explicitly in the Torah. Something which wasn't explicitly prohibited in the Torah, there we don't say Ovid Loi Mahani. And therefore, all the cases of the Gemara that we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur are cases where the Torah is very clear in speaking about what it's speaking about. The issur to do shechita on Shabbos isn't mentioned explicitly. It says, Loisasa Melocha. And since it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, under those circumstances, we don't say Yovloy Mahani. I think that I would suggest that the pshat of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the reason we apply a concept, the Ovid Loi Mahani, is because we don't want that an Aveira should be able to accomplish something. But where do we say that we don't want, what type of Aveira do we say should not be able to be effective? That's only where it's an Aveira that's such a strong Aveira that the Torah explicitly cites that Aveira. But if it's not such a strong Aveira, which the Torah specifies, that's not an Aveira where we apply the concept of the Oved Loi Mahani.